mine is FN.
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville. Or call 358-3880.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last full day of spring, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature today, 90 to 92. A little bit more humidity. Any showers or thunderstorms that pop up will be very isolated in nature, widely scattered. Tonight's low down to about 69. Tomorrow, on the first day of summer, how about a high of 94? Maybe even hotter on Father's Day, 96. And the rain chances over the weekend, not zero, but 20% or less. And rain chances getting a lot better next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? in this country. Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs, why these f***? You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're f***ing weak and you got a f***ing weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw So, personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And I, you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't around. They whip out the weapons, they wax and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out. First defense, bam, into the colon you go. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time. That's the only... And you know how often that happens? Tops, 2-3 times a week. Tops. Maybe a little more frequently over the holidays, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else, my well-scrubbed friends. You don't always need a shower every day. Did you know that? It's overkill. Unless you work out or work outdoors or for some reason come in intimate contact with huge amounts of filth and garbage every day,
You don't always need a shower. All you really need to do is to wash the four key areas. Armpits, crotch, and tea. Got that? Armpits, crotch, and tea. In fact, you can save yourself a whole lot of time if you simply use the same brush on all four areas.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hey, welcome to Happy Hour. And it's Talk 93.1 FM WACV on this Juneteenth at 3:11. I'm your gracious host, Greg Udell. Rosie Brock is here. We welcome the Seth Spotlight Experience.
And here they are.
Give it all you got, Jeff.
Please clap.
However, Eddie Bader will not be here.
Oh, crap! Oh, damn it!
Ah, crap!
That's what Rosie said.
Yes!
He said it was your fault.
My fault?
Yes, because you talk about him all the time, and so he's closing on another house.
Oh. Hey, he may be closing on one for me soon, too.
Yeah.
Am I going to be helping you move? As you can see, I'm really good. Apparently, I'm free.
No, we're not committed to that. Just looking.
Oh, cool, man. Hey, when it happens, I'm here.
I've got a good friend in an area that we're looking at. I mean, it depends, too. Would you like me to be your neighbor?
No.
We don't have wild parties or loud music.
No.
Dogs?
No.
Okay.
But you do keep some audacious hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one place we found, though, was kind of like isolated.
That's the idea.
And it's actually less than our current place. We love our current place, don't get me wrong. I love my neighborhood, love my neighbors. It's very nice. I'm just wondering about our... hang on a second. This is a very important message. Fagan Pools is at the house getting ready to clean. And how much of a tip? Give him 20. See how easy that was? I love Fagan Pools. David Fagan, you know, he really should have a talk show. He's a veteran. You know, he runs the business. He's a good businessman. They do a great job on pool cleaning. But the guy is super brilliant. I mean, he's just as smart as it gets. And he could easily do talk radio. He's very well informed. He has backbone in his opinions. If I could, I'd cultivate him maybe as a fill-in or something just to get it. I think, David, if once he tried this, he'd probably want to do it on a regular basis. The Fagan Pool Hour, brought to you by Fagan Pools.
Ah.
No, and he's got great workers on his staff. So, you don't mind if I take...
Is this a number I need to write down?
You know, I don't have the number of the company handy, but I should look it up on Facebook. Hang on 1 second, boys and girls. Look at those three goofies. Because we do patronize the folks that advertise for us. Donald Fagan, that's Steely Dan. Fagan Pools. That's a Facebook page. Well, look up the number for me, would you?
Will do.
So there was a lot of buzz today about the artwork going on down at the fountain, and, you know, it's a temporary thing. But I really think the mayor blew an opportunity here because Juneteenth should be a day that everybody celebrates.
Yes.
All people should have been invited to the fountain to celebrate this day. Instead, it was kind of like all of a sudden there's a lot of social media buzz that, you know, they're doing the Black Lives Matter logo and around the fountain. And what I found disturbing was the commentary on the live feed I saw on Facebook. A lot of hate from people who, look, you've got to allow for both opinions. Maybe it wasn't a defacement of public property, but nobody knew about this. Nobody knew this was planned.
Just happened?
No, it just was not announced, and it should have been.
Yeah. Should have been a thing.
Because if you don't announce it, then some people are going to say, well, some people just took it upon themselves to, you know, put artwork on public display without permission, and that's not cool.
Yeah.
But if it was okay by the city, then let everybody know so we can all get in on it. Yeah, the city council's too busy. I guess it was Greg Pruitt on the mask. The mask thing goes into five. If you don't have a mask, Law and Order special mask unit is going to pull your ass over.
I'm going to get another ticket.
Glenn Pruitt.
What did I call him?
Greg.
No. Did I say that?
No, you didn't say Greg. You said, but not Glenn.
Craig? Glenn? Mr. Pruitt.
Mr. Pruitt.
I guess had a change of heart.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand his conversation with his wife, you know.
Well, if our politicians aren't going to consult their wives before they make a vote, you should always get that opinion.
Then she should have run.
No, it's just that, you know, that was all handled very poorly, like a lot of things are in this town. But it should have been an all-inclusive event. Now, I have a tape I'm going to play here in a minute that was produced by Prager University. And this one takes Republicans to task, as I have many times, because their biggest failure has been a complete inability to educate people on the history of the Republican Party. Now they're taking down statues of Lincoln in Boston, the man that signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But I've done some studying on this for several years now, and there wouldn't be a single piece of civil rights legislation passed in the last 180 years without support from Republicans, including U.S. Grant and others who took big risks politically to do the right thing. But somehow, it's like Nancy Pelosi. Hey, biatch, you took down four Confederate portraits in the House. Did you mention that they were all Democrats? No, that's an inconvenient truth. Such courage. Hey, why not a, you know what? I really feel bad that our party used to support this kind of stuff. We're taking these out. So that just irks me. You want to take the portraits out? Fine. You want to be the director of the Congressional Art Gallery? That's fine. But at least mention that the four portraits you removed were all Democrats. Or maybe apologize for the fact that the Democratic Party gave birth to the Klan in the South. The Democratic Party stood in the way of all civil rights legislation going back well over 100 years. We passed constitutional amendments, specific bills. None of those things happen without Republicans pushing them over the top. And this clip goes through that. And I think it's a clip that everybody should watch and be shared because it's not made up. It's hosted by an African-American woman. And it was also stuff that was brilliantly portrayed in Hillary's America by Dinesh D'Souza. But, hey, Republicans, instead of being on the defensive all the time, why don't you, you know, grow a set and remind the world that the Republican Party was the one that initiated and passed all of this stuff that you're going to hear in a few minutes. And then there'll be a test afterwards. Kidding about the test. No tests on Friday afternoon. We don't do that. 321, Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard is, well, for over 50 years, you know what? They Dick McAdam, who is still around. It's great that he can watch his success continue at Georgia Floors Direct. said what we're going to do is, they brilliantly put it on the boulevard, knowing that the city would grow around the boulevard in the years ahead, so it's convenient to everybody. We're going to bring in the flooring that we sell from the manufacturers without any middlemen, so we can sell it at a real wholesale price. We're going to put together a team of really great installers, so we'll do our own work and we'll be accountable for it, so that we can guarantee 100% customer satisfaction. And maybe the masterstroke of all over these last 50 years was getting Jeff Mallinson to lead the team there, because he's amazing. He's one of the most upbeat people you will ever meet in any business at any place, and the guys he's hired to help customers navigate that giant warehouse are just like him. They're just super friendly, super accommodating. So go there, tell them what you're looking to accomplish, the budget you're working with. You can do 12 months good as cash, by the way, at Georgia Floors Direct. And they'll get you taken care of. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Right back at 322.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Ever wonder what a blizzard treat on the new DQ Summer Blizzard menu sounds like? New Oreo cheesecake is Dad's DIY slip and slide. S'mores is a backyard campfire under the stars. And new frosted animal cookie is a family band jam. Sounds like summer to me. The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu with more new flavors than ever. DQ, happy tastes good.
Janet's doing it, so is Fred. Bonnie's all over it. Same with Omar. Tim's been at it since February of last year. Corey started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Well, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. And they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? Contact a State Farm agent about our surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa was a rolling stone.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Come to Papa.
Father of mine.
Every day I see.
Gonna be like you, Dad.
Old man,
the old man.
In my father's eyes.
I just want to wish all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for the happy Father's Day there, young lady. We appreciate it.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a pang kind of Father's Day, because I won't be able to be with Goose, but I haven't really on most of the Father's Days since I've been here. We always wind up doing it, you know, a little bit later in the month or in July.
Well, that's good.
I think that's the way it's going to work this year. I'm just not sure yet.
Video but chat with her.
I know where the heart is. That's what matters most, right?
That's right.
Aw.
So, I've been hearing a lot from people on the fountain, and here's my point again. It should have been made known. We're going to celebrate this day in this way at the fountain, and everybody's invited.
Yeah.
It's not a... I don't think the Black Lives Matter on the street in Washington, D.C. was temporary. That was the mayor of Washington's way of saying, never mind how I run this city and that it's a hellhole, our nation's capital, I'm just going to do this to be in your face. That's what that was. is everybody watching what's going on, like in Atlanta, where we have that mess by a corrupt district attorney who is overcharging a cop? You know, all of these cities are run by who? They're run by Democrats. When are you going to learn? They all blame Trump, but they've been in charge of these places for decades. And liberals, super liberal Democrats in places like Seattle, where they just turned over a chunk of their downtown area to crazy people because they're afraid. You know, that kind of leadership, they crap themselves. Who's going to pay for all the damage in Minneapolis? Should we do that? No. But when are you going to wake up, folks? You keep electing. Now, I understand the mayor of Baltimore or former mayor of Baltimore is taking a plea deal on perjury or something. Ooh. She's going to the slammer.
Sharing that one.
Our jails are full of former mayors. The president let Blagojevich out a little bit early, but let's remember he was the Democratic governor who tried to sell Barack Obama's seat in the Senate. But I think, you know, it would have been, the whole thing would have been better received had it been all-inclusive. That's where the mistake was. Kaylee versus Acosta, we have to get to that this afternoon at some point. Let me grab this call from Bobby. I want to play that tape from PragerU. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm trying to practice what I preach, which is to not let people, places, and things turn my normally cheerful misdemeanor. Well, normally cheerful misdemeanor.
And you look good, crap, man.
Well, that's all that matters. Yeah, it's a clean shirt.
Yeah, no burn holes.
Washed my hair, blew it out.
Woo!
Yeah.
Looking good.
I will tell you this, Greg. I will tell you this. I rode by Rim Time over here by Southern Boulevard, and I think the mayor's got all the police cars over there to get 26-inch wheels put on them.
Huh?
Come okay. on, Bobby.
All right. I knew I should have played the tape first. We got to do better than that. Got to do better than that. Now, if you want to talk about the outfit he wore the other day.
Was it sharp?
Yeah, you could say you could say it was. If I'm not, we were trying to figure it out
see it.
on the morning show. Oh, here's a nice note. Happy Father's Day, Greg. I just got off the tractor, so I'm just now getting to tune into your show. Henry, welcome, buddy. Good to have you out there. This is the Prager University tape I mentioned earlier on the inconvenient history of the Republican Party.
And racist, sexist, Republican. These words are virtually interchangeable, at least according to most professors, journalists, and celebrities. So are they right? Let's take a look at history. The Republican Party was created in 1854. The first Republican Party platform adopted at the party's first national convention in 1856 promised to defeat, quote, those twin relics of barbarism, polygamy, and slavery. Those twin relics were spreading into the Western territories. Republicans feared that as those territories became states, polygamy and slavery might become permanent parts of American life. Polygamy, the marriage of one man to multiple women, devalued women and made them a kind of property. Slavery, of course, did the same to blacks, literally. The Democrats were so opposed to the Republicans and their anti-slavery stance that in 1860, just 6 weeks after the election of the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, South Carolina, a state dominated by Democrats, voted to secede from the Union. The Civil War that followed was the bloodiest war in U.S. history. It led to the passage by Republicans of the 13th Amendment, which freed the slaves, the 14th Amendment, which gave them citizenship, and the 15th Amendment, which gave them the vote.
All of this is fact.
Yeah, it's history.
The problem is the Republican Party has never owned this, and I don't understand why. Here's a little more.
In 1870, the first black senator and the first black congressman were sworn in, both Republicans.
How about that?
In fact, every black representative in the House until 1935 was a Republican, and every black senator until 1979 was too. For that matter, the first female member of Congress was a Republican. The first Hispanic governor and senator were Republicans. The first Asian senator, you get the idea. Republicans also kept their pledge to defend women's rights.
Now, before we go into that phase of it, are you keeping track here? All of these firsts were Republicans, yet you'd never know that. And certainly, based on some of the ignorance I saw on the live feed of the fountain activity today, they have no clue. It's really sad.
In 1862, the Morrill Anti-Bigamy Act was passed by the Republican-controlled Congress to put an end to polygamy. In 1920, after 52 years of Democratic Party opposition, the 19th Amendment was ratified thanks to the Republican Congress, which pressured Democratic President Woodrow Wilson to drop his opposition to women's rights. In the final tally, only 59% of House Democrats and 41% of Senate Democrats supported women's suffrage. That's compared to 91% of House Republicans and 82% of Senate Republicans.
Wow.
There certainly was a war on women, and it was led by the Democratic Party.
Got that?
But while Republicans had won a major battle for women's rights, the fight for black civil rights had a long way to go. In the 1920s, Republican President Calvin Coolidge declared that the rights of blacks are just as sacred as those of any other citizen.
Was he a Republican?
By contrast, when famed sprinter Jesse Owens, a staunch Republican, won four gold medals at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, he was snubbed by Democratic President Franklin Roosevelt.
This is true, too. Jesse Owens lived in Chicago, and he used to be on Chicago talk shows frequently before he passed away and talked about this. And again, but, you know, Roosevelt's a saint. I'm not sure why.
Roosevelt only invited white Olympians to the White House. Sure. Two decades later, it was a Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, who sent the 101st Airborne Division to escort black students into Little Rock Central High when Arkansas Governor Orval Forbes, a Democrat, refused to honor a court order to integrate the state's public schools.
Another Republican president, Eisenhower, sending in the troops to assure those rights would be protected. Why isn't this out there? Why aren't we painting that on a fountain somewhere?
The Civil Rights Act of 1960, which outlawed poll taxes and other racist measures meant to keep blacks from voting, was filibustered by 18 Democrats for 125 hours. Not one Republican senator opposed the bill. Its follow-up bill, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, is one of the landmark pieces of legislation in American history. That, too, survived a filibuster by Democrats thanks to overwhelming Republican support.
All right, so we're not talking ancient history. The 60s, Republicans. And yet they have lost ownership of their role in these civil rights successes.
But you might be thinking, all that's in the past. What have Republicans done for women and blacks lately? The answer you'd hear from professors, journalists, and celebrities is not much. And this time they'd be right. They'd be right because the Republican Party treats blacks and women as it treats everyone, as equals. The Democratic Party never has, and it still doesn't. Today's Democrats treat blacks and women as victims who aren't capable of succeeding on their own. The truth is, this is just a new kind of contempt. So there is a party with a long history of racism and sexism, but it ain't the Republicans. I'm Carol Swain for Prager University.
Wow.
think about that, just the sum of all of those parts added together. So the question is, why have the Republicans been so lame on defending this? Their record. They should be running that. They should be running ads. They should buy network time and run her presentation. Because ignorance is abundant from people who don't know better. They're just getting from their, you know, Marxist professors and all that. You know, the same crap we hear every day. But all I can do is play something like that and put it out there and hope that it spreads. I'll put it on Facebook, too. But shame on the Republicans for not messaging that history. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. And when everybody gets... Again, the anger to me over the fountain issue today is that where was my invitation? Why didn't I get a note? I do get messages from the mayor's office.
Should have been an event.
Yeah, for everybody.
Yeah, should have done made a thing out of it.
Didn't happen. Just sort of popped onto the scene, so everybody took it as, oh, we're just going to go down and, you know, paint whatever we want, wherever we want. It wasn't that at all.
Because it was beautiful before, you know.
It was.
There was nothing wrong with it before. I'm just saying.
So, when people don't know and then they react like, what the hell's going on, that becomes their excuse to say, ah, we knew it. You're racist.
Yeah, because nobody knew.
So don't give them that. That's what they want. They thrive. Anger is their gasoline. But you know who they're really angry with? The answer is always in the nearest mirror. It's 2020. Work the system. Chad, I need you to hang for a bit because we're just going into a break. And I got to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body, which I'm always happy to do. We're proud to have them as a sponsor of our Saturday morning special.
Woo!
Live from 6 to 8:30. And we appreciate that support. MPB, you know, again, kind of like the great legacy of Georgia Floors Direct. A business founded on a principle that's never changed. Technologies for repairing cars, those have changed. Techniques, the tricks of the trade, whatever you want to call them, those are constantly in a state of evolution to produce a better result. But with MPB, they just go above and beyond that in the restoration of a vehicle that's been in an accident. So when you come back to get it, literally, they want you to look at it and say,
wow!
Or do I have a woman that says that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because women have accidents, too. That's yes. Their goal. And they deliver time after time after time. So nobody wants you to be in an accident, certainly more than anybody. Donnie Turner, this kind of guy he is, and son Brandon. But if you are, trust your car to the most capable bunch on the planet. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W.
27 Rec with a W.
Thank you, Seth Spotlow. It's 339.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking at Taylor Road at East Chase. That's very busy right now, but that's pretty much normal on a Friday. 65 and 85, both are doing good. So is the Boulevard all the way around the city. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop America's best contacts and eyeglasses and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
This is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Summer officially begins tomorrow afternoon, but we're certainly into that summertime pattern with some isolated evening storms that'll fade out later tonight. Low temperature 69. Tomorrow, how about a high of 94 on the first day of summer? And maybe hotter on Father's Day, up to about 96. Rain chances not quite zero, but, you know, 20% or less, a few isolated storms here and there, and better rain chances as we start the brand new week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy!
I'm afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Who's your daddy?
Yeah. You said. All right, it's happy hour. Greg, Rosie, and Seth. This afternoon we go to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Gregster, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm choosing not to let things up so far.
Yeah, I hear you. She did miss like one very important fact about Republicans and blacks, and that was that Teddy Roosevelt, who was a Republican, and this is related to Alabama, was the first president to invite a black man to sit down at dinner in the White
House.
That is
correct.
In 1901.
And it was, I happen Booker to know T. that Washington. To be a fact. You are
Booker
correct.
T. Washington. And it was a big scandal among all the Democrats.
Oh,
They thought it was horrendous. They thought that having a sit-down dinner with a black man was the equivalent of saying he can marry your daughter. No joke. I mean, they ran editorials about all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they'll conveniently hide that history, right? You know, nobody's going
to
know.
Well, and here's a couple other facts you might want to know. The Russell Senate office building, where all the senators have their main offices, named after Richard Russell, who was a segregationist from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
All right. We also have another office named after Senator Byrd, who, as you know, was a grand kriegel in the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm proud of
him. We also know that the Dixiecrats were all made up of Democrats, and they were basically segregationists who were against the civil rights, including William Jefferson Clinton's hero, J. William Fulbright, Senator Fulbright, Al Gore's father, Senator Al Gore, Strom Thurmond, before he became a Republican and saw the light, and Senator Byrd, and there's a whole other series of them who were George Wallace, Lester Maddox over in Georgia, Ray Mabus, you already talked about him. I mean, these were, and this is incredible to me. I've talked about this on your radio show a number of times, and you are exactly right. Republicans don't know their own history, and therefore they let the Democrats rewrite the history. You know, and most blacks don't know this history. They don't realize that the filibusters that were against the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and that it was the Republican votes that got it passed. If it weren't for the Republicans, it would have passed. None of the Civil Rights Act passed in 1964 or in 1868, any of the others. Those wouldn't have passed either. You know, and it's just incredible how we've allowed the Democratic Party and leftists in particular to rewrite that history. And they have absolutely bamboozled minorities, you know. And if you want to see what they've done for minorities, just look at all these cities that are in riots right now.
Oh,
those are all, when they have heavy minority districts there, all Democrat-controlled for generations.
With Democratic-appointed police chiefs and everything else.
Police chiefs, mayors, everybody else, they have no solution. And somehow it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah,
Chicago's Trump's fault. Even though Trump has only been in the political world for basically 5 years.
That was the one rally. Remember, that was the one rally he canceled because they were, you know, they were just too consumed by their hate to allow it to. So he canceled.
I guess you saw that in Tulsa, apparently Antifa and some of the others might show up. I'm like, that's really not a good idea.
No, but you know what? Tulsa's one of the few towns with a Republican mayor, and he crapped himself with this. He really did. He's not interested in. They're only interested in free speech for one party. Screw him.
As with respect to the drawing down on the One Court Square, I don't have a problem with the concept of saying that the lives of black people matter. I don't. I have a big problem with the so-called movement. The political movement Black Lives Matter, because, and you go read their website, they are anti-family, they are anti-Christian, they are pro-Marxist. That's where they, that's how
they
were
founded.
Yeah,
there's an article out there today that somebody in that group basically, I mean, yeah, we're Marxists.
Just go look at their website. I mean, I'm not making this crap up. Just go look at it.
And then people want to donate, it goes to ACT Blue, which is a Democratic Party
funding. Right, it's a Democratic PAC. Yeah,
it's a big joke.
Democratic fact.
Bad joke on
anyway.
Idiots.
I do think we ought to celebrate Juneteenth. It's great. It's also my son's birthday, and I think Slave Freedom Day is an important day for the country. And just remember, it was a Republican president that brought it about, and it was the death of hundreds of thousands of American lives that brought it about.
Yeah, we don't hear about that much either, do we?
No, it doesn't count. You know, because some cop did something stupid.
We have massive fields all over the country, from Missouri to Pennsylvania, Gettysburg, of course, Virginia,
right,
with Dayton soldiers who gave up their lives,
right,
at 18, 19, even younger than that.
Oh, yeah, kids that signed up, 15, 16-year-olds who lied about their age.
Yep.
You know, so listen, you guys have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Chad. All right, I'm about to post this. Shame on the Republicans for not owning this history and promoting it. I want to get this up. And you can just take that and share that with... I don't want to put that in. That's, that, then it becomes hostile. Just watch it and share it. The problem is the Republicans have blown it in owning this. According to the Democrats, was it the New York Times? Ran an article and called Lincoln a Democrat. Because that's what they'll do. Anything it takes. Anything it takes for power. It is 4:51. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, we're so proud to have them as a long-term. They're part of our 10-year club now.
Ooh.
That's amazing, you know, to have that kind of support from a great business that handles situations we don't even like to think about. And that's people who, through a cruel twist of fate, whether it was in service to our country or, you know, getting clobbered by a drunk driver or whatever, have faced mobility issues. And Gulf States Mobility is all about restoring choices to those lives and making life as livable with as many options as possible. That's what they do in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. They're so good at what they do, they are known throughout the southeastern United States and the go-to company for those kinds of services where they're needed. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do great work there. They're very humble guys. They've got a wall full of awards, but, and I'm not even supposed to mention that, but they get them because they're just amazing. It's literally a situation where invention is required to solve certain mobility issues for folks.
They made that wheelchair accessible swing set.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, something that simple can make a major difference to somebody who wants to, who's felt like, not even that, I can't even do something like that, but now they can. They're really incredible people, very talented. Proud to have them. 514-6590 is their number. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but if you need them, you'll be glad they're there. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Chuck, you'll be next.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Father's Day!
Are you going to be a good boy for your father?
I love you, son.
I love you too, Dad.
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
What do you think of your daddy now?
I want to say happy Father's Day to my daddy.
Happy Father's Day.
And happy Daddy's Day. Papa.
Hey.
Aw.
Here's to you, Dad.
Yeah.
And that is the greatest thing in the world, being a dad.
Best thing.
Here's to both of you.
Woohoo!
355.
You look good today, man. Just
so
saying.
So do you.
Oh, thanks.
Throw it right back to you. Here's Chuck.
Hey, Greg. How are you today?
You know what? I've decided not to let everything get to me today as best I can.
Well, you're doing a good job. I've heard about all this mess, this painting or whatever, they call all that crap down there at the downtown. I just rode down there and looked at it. This is one of two things I want to talk to you about. I just rode down there and looked at it now. And, you know, as Miles saying always this, it's this particular stuff is, to me, it's gaudy, and it actually should be, possibly people should have been charged.
Oh, no, they have permission to do it. It's temporary. It's not, it didn't deface anything. It's all going to come off.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just a gaudy.
But you see, everybody would have known that if the city had bothered to make an announcement on it, that I could have broadcast to everybody, hey, they're going to be doing this tomorrow.
But they didn't want everybody down there. They just wanted their select.
You know why? Because they wanted people to react with anger. That's what they did. That's what they did. There's no other explanation for it. And we're not going to give them that. We're not going to give them that because that's not who we are.
I don't know.
If they had gone down and spray painted like they've done in other places, that's a problem. That's property destruction. That should be dealt with. But the mayor gave him permission, so no problem on that.
I agree. And the second thing is talking about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And I know you weren't here back then, but George Wallace, when he was in his heyday, he was a straight-up pure Democrat. And he won land. But he did not condone slavery and things like that. In my way of thinking, my opinion, the Democratic Party now has dumbed down people where, and it's just as you said earlier.
That's kind of what I've been saying all afternoon.
Yeah, they don't know any better, so they're being led. Well, it's like some other people's fault.
Again, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that, Chuck? Who's got control of the education curriculum? Why did we let that happen? Why are we, there's even history books that say Trump's election was driven by racists. They can't let him get away with that crap. Because you know what? We're going to have yet another dumbed-down, totally illiterate, historically, generation believing all this BS.
Oh, yeah. There's already two of them. And you're going to have another one shortly anyway. I mean, you're right. But you got to look at who's running what. Who's running the school system in Montgomery County?
Yeah.
You know, who's running now?
Who's running it everywhere, Chuck? This is not a Montgomery thing. It's a national thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over 90% of the police chiefs and mayors in the big cities in this country are Democrats. But they blame Trump.
That's right.
That's
insane. I don't understand it.